USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More data on Wednesday that the slowing of workers in America is weighing down the labor market. Payroll processor ADP said on Wednesday that private employers in the United States added only 330,000 jobs in July. That number was way short of expectations. A wind-driven wildfire tore through a northern Sierra Nevada town of Greenville, California overnight, leaving much of the downtown area in ashes as crews brace for more destruction Thursday. The Dixie Fire, aided by bone-dry vegetation and 40-mile-an-hour winds, burnt down a gas station, hotel, and many structures in Greenville, which dates to California's Gold Rush era and has some buildings more than a century old. Throngs of bikers are rumbling their way toward South Dakota's Black Hills this week for the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. 700,000 people are expected to show up in Sturgis. That's about 30 minutes northwest of Rapid City, South Dakota. USA Radio News.
Hey, some big news. Eric Bolling is back on TV with a new show. Tune into Newsmax every weekday at 4 p.m. Eastern and watch Eric Bolling on The Balance. Eric is the balance to big media, woke politics, and cancel culture. All this week, Eric is exposing the dangers of Joe Biden's inflation. It's already rising big time, and it could wipe out your stocks, bonds, cash, even your retirement. So get the truth about Biden and find your balance. Watch Eric Bolling on Newsmax at 4 p.m. Eastern today. More than 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want it. Plus, find Newsmax free on streaming systems like Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. Or download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. More than 30 million Americans are tuning into Newsmax because it's real news for real people.
How much are you willing to give up if your employer allowed you to work from home after the pandemic? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
The new survey shows that American workers would be willing to give up a little of their paycheck to keep working from the home office. The poll from insurance provider Breeze showed that 65% of respondents would be willing to take a 5% pay cut to work from home full-time, with 15% saying they'd be willing to take a cut as large as 25%. A majority of respondents said that given the option, they'd be willing to part with paid time off if given the option to work from home full-time.
86 New York State Assembly lawmakers said publicly they would support starting the process of impeaching Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo if he decides not to resign. An independent inquiry this week announced proof that the governor had sexually harassed at least 11 women. An impeachment trial can be authorized if a majority of lawmakers support the motion. 76 votes are required for the Assembly to send the articles of impeachment to the New York State Senate. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
More Americans are giving President Biden a thumbs down on his handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A new poll finds President Biden's approval rating regarding his response to the pandemic has dipped by double digits. The Quinnipiac University National Poll of Adults found 53% of Americans approve of the job he's doing regarding COVID. 40% disapprove. This is a double-digit drop from May when Americans approved 65 to 30%. On Tuesday, when President Biden was talking about COVID, he told leaders of Texas and Florida to either lead or get out of the way regarding their COVID response. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz reacts to Biden's comments.
You know, there's a Yiddish word called chutzpah, and I think Joe Biden is embodying that word right now. We just had news breaking today that in the last several months, the Biden administration has released over 7,000 illegal aliens who were COVID positive just in one Texas city, in the city of McAllen. Joe Biden likes to talk about this pandemic. Well, I'll tell you what, the election of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris was a super spreader event.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
Ryan Krauser of the United States won gold in the men's shot put event at the Tokyo Olympics on Thursday. Teammate Joe Kovacs took the silver, and Tomas Walsh of New Zealand claimed the bronze. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.